Well, welcome back to Family Talk, the broadcast division of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Roger Marsh. Thank you so much for joining us again today. You know, yesterday we listened to our guest, Jan Harrison, describe that life-changing moment when she and her husband found out that their son had unexpectedly passed away at the age of 27. Today here on Family Talk, we'll be concluding this two-part conversation featuring Dr. Dobson and Jan Harrison as she explains how she and her family leaned into Jesus to get through that dark time. Jan Harrison and her husband Frank have three grown daughters, and they make their home in Charlotte, North Carolina. They founded a ministry, With Open Eyes, which was born from the mission work of Jan and Frank's son, James. 5 years after losing James, Jan published a book entitled Life After the Storm, God Will Carry You Through. In that book, Jan shares how when the storm strikes, you can depend on God's spiritual supplies, His promises, His Spirit, His ever-present help, and the treasures of His Word. In today's classic conversation, Jan will also offer some practical tools for dealing with grief and will also share the hope that she found in Jesus Christ, even during her darkest days. Now, let's join Dr. James Dobson and his guest, Jan Harrison, right here on Family Talk.
It is profound, but it was very simple. These were in the days immediately following James's death. And our pastor was there, and he looked at me and he said, "We're not going to tell you how to grieve, because grief belongs to you, and this is your relationship, and nobody knows but you and the Lord. All is involved here." But he said, "I want to say this, there is nothing you can do that is wrong." And over those months after the initial period of time, and we settled into now husband and wife and grieving and loss and dealing, we dealt very differently. Thankfully, because both of us were hanging on to eternal truth, though we comforted each other, neither one of us depended on the other one to be the comforter. We simply knew it was too big and too hard and too deep. My relationship as a mom, I had to accept he could not understand some of my mother strengths. And when if I got frustrated or if I would think, Frank went into a male, or it seemed to me, a male response, which was do more, go harder, give more. I went into more of a withdraw and shut down. We gave each other permission and freedom. And when I would get like, "You're just doing all these things," I would hear that nothing he does is wrong. This is his grief, and it is between him and the Lord. And so we cried together. We prayed together. We took space from each other, and God just protected us. That's really why we aren't a statistic.
Another way of describing that, Jan, is that you allowed each other to grieve in your own particular way and didn't demand the same response from your spouse that you were feeling.
Right. And it didn't come at the same time. Sometimes if he would want to bring something up and I would think, "I'm feeling kind of okay right now. Do you have to go there?" I would think, but it's surfacing for him right now. And I think he did the same for me. God just gave us the grace to grieve together but separate. And we still do. He has been gracious with me, and I have been gracious with him.
It's now been 5 years. Have you turned a corner?
The summer of right before the fourth year, we went on a family vacation. We take one, everybody in the whole family, children, their spouses, their children. And I remember when I came home, it was just an especially sweet time. And when I came home and I was looking back thinking, wonder what was so good about that, I realized for the first time I had come to peace with our new normal. Mm-hmm. And I say that, and then just last night, for some reason, this time I said, I wish James was coming.
There's still an empty place in your heart. And
it always will be, and it should chair. Be. It's okay.
When you have lost someone, as you have, or when a woman is suddenly a widow, or a man is a widower, there's something called the attack. I don't know if you've ever heard of that concept before, but you kind of come to a plateau where you feel like you're dealing with it, and you feel like you're getting over the grief, and then you're in a grocery store and you see something, or you run into somebody out in the business world, and it's suddenly back. It's the attack, because you really haven't totally conquered it yet.
Right.
But the Lord understands those processes as well. Now, when we started the program last time, I talked about your having broken this subject into three categories in your book that I think is good, but I want you to explain it. And you called the first one, Storms Will Gather.
Yes.
Elaborate on what you were saying.
Well, it's that reality that there will be storms. And I don't know why that shocks us. As we've already said, Jesus forecast them and predicted them and told us we would have them. He knows what's out there. So it seems to me if we know we're going to have a storm, that we would get ready. We would store our provisions and we would become prepared. God loves us. He didn't put us here to go through trouble, but leave us without the tools necessary to survive. So it's hard to get supplied when you're in the storm. And so no day is better than today than to start to stock your supplies for survival.
How do you do that? How do you prepare for something you haven't yet experienced?
Well, the first thing you need to do is engage in that relationship, that personal relationship with the Lord. It's not going to carry you through to be a member of a church and to be on a church roll. And it's not going to carry you through just to go and sit and listen to a sermon once a week. You need to become actively involved, just like you do in your own interpersonal relationships. It takes two. And God is there for us. And so, you know, you need Him. You need Jesus. He said, I have overcome the world. So in me, you have the power to do that. You need to know His word. That is a supply. That is a powerful supply. It is your guide. It will tell you where to go and what to do. It's how I had that knowing that He was always there, even when He didn't speak, because I knew His word, and I knew He said He would never leave me or forsake me. He gave us His spirit, and His spirit gives us light, and it witnesses to our inner being. This isn't crazy. This isn't just hoping for a better day. This is truth, and I know it's truth. He gives us the body of Christ. That's another supply. The people that stepped up and stepped in on our behalf when that storm struck, because of some of Frank's connections in Africa, there were some women there that were very well-connected Kenyan women. They were business women, and they happened to also be born-again believers. And one of them actually attended his autopsy just in order to witness its accuracy. She did that as just an act of love and of care. In fact, we have so many questions, things we don't know. But we know that because she was there. I think Frank asked her when he saw her, have you ever done something like this before? And she said, no. Another one of them went and shopped to buy clothes so that he would be properly dressed when his father arrived. And she bought a pair of khaki pants and a blue Oxford cloth shirt and a red tie for his body so that when his father came, he would be dressed like a Western young man. When I went to Kenya myself about 10 months later, I had the opportunity to meet these women for breakfast, to just tell them, thank you. Thank you for stepping in, and thank you for gifting us in a way that we could never repay you. And that was her response. It was my reasonable act of service unto the Lord. That's the body of Christ.
I'm Roger Marsh, jumping in here for a moment here on this Family Talk program to remind you that we are listening to a very reassuring interview featuring our own Dr. James Dobson and his special guest, Jan Harrison. Now, if you're just tuning in, Jan is discussing how she and her family overcame the sudden loss of their son, James. He passed away in Africa while doing mission work. The following days, weeks, and months were extremely difficult for Jan, and yet Jesus helped her through her grief and gave her hope. And now, let's rejoin Dr. James Dobson and his guest, Jan Harrison, for the conclusion of this special edition of Family Talk.
Well, the first category is storms will gather. They're going to. I mean, this, don't be surprised by them. They are inevitable. The second category is storms strike. Explain that one.
They happen, and you're in it. And if you're supplied, you will be far better able to weather it. They happen to everybody. It rains on the good and the evil. So as believers, it is our opportunity to test God's word, and we will find him true. You will find him true to who he says he is. I really hope that this book will be a reference tool. You know, for some people, there are parts that don't necessarily apply. So what they are finding, I'm told, is that they can use parts, but then it prepares them to walk with someone else. It equips them to be a stronger member of the body of Christ. It helps them to know how to pray. Recently, a group asked me, okay, tell us what to say and what not to say. Just those words that sometimes come blurting out. I told our girls we were leaving to go to the memorial, and I circle up and I said, okay, y'all, just get ready because people are going to say stupid things. And they don't even mean it. It's not on purpose. So I said, in Jesus' name, we're not going to receive them as an offense. And we would just, after it was all over, we would just marvel. I think I shared in the book about a person probably a few months later who saw me in the grocery store. And she was so unsure of what to say, that she did a U-turn with her grocery cart. I knew it wasn't, and I thought, okay, don't take it as an offense. She simply does not know what to say.
Who helped you the most, Jen?
Our pastor was awesome. It's not like he like lingered around like a lot, but our church family was very much there for us. But another thing he said, and it was so clear, but he looked at us like, you know, eyeball to eyeball. And he said, okay, now listen. James was in London. James was in Charlotte. James was in Kenya. James is in heaven. Heaven is as real as all of those other places. So you know where he is. So what's the problem? And it just gave me such an ability to place him. But, you know, these were the two things that the girls and I came away with after we downloaded on all of the crazy things people said and did. We said, if you know them, you say, I love you, and I'm sorry.
And I'm praying for you.
Yes.
You have a phrase in your book that I think is good, but I want you to explain it. You need to move from what if thinking to even if thinking.
I think we get really hung up on all of the what if problems, all of the scenarios and possibilities that could happen, whether it's from miscarriage or whether you've, you know, been in an adulterous relationship. You know, what if he does it again? What if my child drops out of college? What if all of those things, and they can hold us captive. And I loved the portion in Daniel where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I was going to tell you that just as soon as you stopped. That's one of my favorite verses.
And they say, but even if our God is able, and that just fans faith inside of me to just remember that the what if, go ahead and run it out there, because even if
Let me put flesh on that story, because there they are in the fiery furnace.
Yes.
Everybody knows what happens to a person who's put in a furnace. And yet Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, our God can take care of this. This is okay. But if not, we will serve him anyway. You talk about faith.
Yes.
That's the best explanation of it I've seen.
And those are just the truths that when we have those, God calls them back to us.
The third category is after the storm. Mm-hmm. Are you in the post-storm era now with regard to your son?
Yes, I am in the post-storm era. It is a spacious place that God has enlarged my heart to allow him to use me and to use us and to use the storm to encourage and offer hope to other people.
And what do you mean by a spacious place?
By a spacious place, I mean that suffering stretches you. It stretches your spirit. It stretches your faith. Mm. I'm using the word stretches where sometimes people would say tries it, and it does try it. But in the trying, God enlarges our capacity to see him work and to allow him to fill us and to allow him to demonstrate his strength where we know we are so weak.
Yeah.
So the spacious place is when you come to that acceptance that God will use this and you are being asked to release it and surrender it and let him take
it. And you also are able to have empathy for other people who are hurting in the same way that you have hurt.
Yes. You know, Paul told us that we have been comforted so that we can comfort others in their affliction. And it even goes on at the end of that verse, and it says, our comfort is abundant in Christ. So after the storm, I started to realize not only was I comforted, but I had an abundance of comfort. That means I had more than enough. I had an extra measure. I had enough for me, enough for my family, enough to give, because he gives abundant comfort. And if I would allow him, it's almost like the more I was willing to give comfort, the more comforted I became.
Yeah. All right, let's close with this. We're almost out of time. Did you ever at any point along the way, especially early on, get angry at God and blame him for the fact that this happened?
I never got angry. I did ask the questions,
why,
and where were you? What about all those prayers prayed? what about the deliberate act of surrendering, James, to you, Lord, and telling you we would trust you with all of our children, with our lives? We trust you, Lord, to do what is best. You don't just want good for them. You want best for them. And I love that God showed me you can ask him the questions. He wants to minister to us in those places. But he also has shown me and showed me as a result of all of that, that I can take your very worst news and I can use it to give good news to people every single day. That blesses me. It heals me until all things become clear one day.
Mm. The title of the book is Life After the Storm, God Will Carry You Through by Jan Harrison. It was published by Harvest House. And Jan, if I had to boil it all down to one phrase or one word, it would be peace. It is that you can have peace in the midst of the storm.
Absolutely. I came to give you peace, is what Jesus said.
Thank you for being our guest. You're continuing to write, aren't you?
I am. I am learning and growing and excited about the next project.
And you're speaking and you're available to speak.
I am. My heart is to just minister, to help people make those steps towards hope, to trust God, to know that he will carry them through and that he will give them a spacious place.
God be with you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Family Talk and the conclusion of Dr. James Dobson's heartfelt conversation with author Jan Harrison. As you've been hearing over the past couple of days, Jan's son James passed away at the age of 27 while doing mission work in Africa. She has used what she's learned from that devastating time to help encourage others, and she wrote a book about her experience called Life After the Storm, God Will Carry You Through. For more information about that resource and her ministry, and if you'd like to listen to today's broadcast again, simply go to our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org/family talk. That's drjamesdobson.org/family talk. Now, today's program was centered around the heavy topic of loss. And if you're in a difficult season right now, why not consider getting a copy of Dr. Dobson's best-selling book? It's called When God Doesn't Make Sense. When you think about that title, that might actually describe how you feel about your hardship or the sudden circumstances that you're going through right now. In this classic book, Dr. Dobson offers assurance of God's constant care, even when human suffering is beyond our comprehension. Now, if you'd like to receive a copy of the book, When God Doesn't Make Sense, you've got a couple of options. First of all, you can give us a call at 877-732-6825, or you can go online to drjamesdobson.org/family talk, and then click the link at the bottom of today's broadcast page. We'll be happy to send you a copy of Dr. Dobson's book, When God Doesn't Make Sense, as our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount in support of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. Again, call 877-732-6825 or click the link at the bottom of today's broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org/family talk. Now, if you have not yet heard it, we have a brand new resource available to share with you that's designed to reach the next generation for the kingdom. Here at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, we are in the process of remastering Dr. Dobson's biblically-based Transforming Truths into 60-second audio messages. These timeless nuggets of wisdom are called the Dr. Dobson Minute. It's our prayer that they will guide young families and give them practical information and teachings that will strengthen marriages and families. Now, if you'd like to hear a sample, all you have to do is click on drdobsonminute.org. That's drdobsonminute.org. And thanks for keeping in mind that Family Talk is a listener-supported Christian radio program outreach. It's because of your prayers and faithful financial support that we're able to bring quality content to you and your family each and every day. Now remember, you can support us online with a tax-deductible donation when you go to drjamesdobson.org. That's drjamesdobson.org. We always love hearing from you, whether you call, click, or write. I'm Roger Marsh, and on behalf of everyone here at the JDFI, thanks so much for your prayers, your faithful financial support, and for listening in today. May God continue to richly bless you and your family as you grow deeper and stronger in your relationship with Him. And be sure to join us again Monday right here for another edition of Family Talk.
This has been a presentation of the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute.